This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So another hour left in the show. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do actually have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you.
Good morning.
Is this Patrick?
Yes. How can we help
Patrick,
you?
Patrick, first of all, I just wanted to thank you for the program and the helpful tips you give all your listeners. And I have a problem with my lawn, and I'm not sure really what to do about it. We have a ground ivy problem, a.k.a. Creeping Charlie.
Yep.
It's literally taking over the entire lawn. And we think that it could have been brought over by the lawn care company who takes care of our lawn. We're not sure how it got there, but it's really taking over everything, and we're seeking any non-chemical treatments that we could use to stop it or
okay.
Do something that maybe would compete with it to
okay.
save the lawn, basically.
So, you know, the organic style killers are going to take a few more applications to use, but that's definitely okay. One of the products that's out there right now is called Weed Beater FE. Okay, so Weed Beater FE is a weed killer that you can put into the lawn, and it won't kill the lawn, okay? So it is a product that is perfect for what you're looking to do. It'll kill clover, chickweed, oxalis, those types of things. Any of the creeping type weeds, okay? The great thing about this is you could even reseed a day after spraying. So it's not like not one where you're like, I gotta wait 3 weeks. It's gonna be a blue moon and this happened. It's fine to use. Okay.
I see.
So this product needs to be done a couple times though. All right. It's not just a one and done. I like to see this product be used twice. And it's about a month interval, 3 to 4 week intervals to be used, okay?
Okay.
So this product that you have, that we're talking about, the one thing is, I believe it has to be above 50 degrees or 55 degrees at the time of spray. So we need to make sure it's warm enough, right? That it's going to stay warm enough for a couple days, and we're not going to get a ton of rain. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we don't want it to get washed out. So being organic, what it really is derived from is iron. So this iron in this will kill the weed, but what it also does is it helps green up around it as well. It's not going to do a lot of the greening up, but it that's why it's fine for the lawn itself. So a lot of times this is, I'm sorry, you can buy this in a concentrate or ready to use. For the lawn area, you're probably going to want to get the concentrate and get a sprayer. And okay. Since this isn't going to, you know, hurt the lawn, it also, you know, it's not going to hurt the plants around it. It's okay to use and just spray over the entire lawn.
I see.
So
we have like two large organic gardens there. One of them is like about 400 square feet, and another one is probably about 200 to 300 square feet. They're raised gardens.
Yep.
So this product would not affect the organic garden, right?
No, it won't. It won't affect it. Again, it's iron, which is an organic, you know, element that's in there. It's
inorganic element, right?
Yeah. So, but it, yeah. It's iron. It's not like you're using like a, you know, a weed, like a glyphosate or something. It's the opposite of this.
Okay.
So it's not only taking care of a lot of the, you know, these types of weeds. It's listed on the bottle for creeping Charlie, ground ivy, also, oxalis, which is, you know, the clover. Which is common, chickweed. Those three right there are the ones that always kind of go together.
It's interesting you mentioned clover because the garden centers that we've consulted with told us, oh, just plant, throw down clover seeds all over your lawn, and that will, I think that would just generate another problem, wouldn't it?
Well, so here's the real problem with that, right? If you put the clover down, and then you try to get rid of that, you know, creeping Charlie.
Right.
It's going to kill both. And so then you're going to be left with nothing. The idea is with clover, it is, so clover can be used as a lawn nowadays. They use micro clover. They put clover down. But the thing is if you don't want one of those items in the lawn, it's not going to take over. It's called creeping Charlie for a reason. It creeps into the soil and takes over. Clover will do the same once it goes to seed and it gets mowed and the seed will go in. It will take over as well, but it's not going to take over something that's also taking over. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the idea would be is if you want to go organic and you know that the lawn isn't the best pH, those levels, and you don't want to add anything, clover would be fine to grow because clover will thrive in a not-so-great situation. So, I mean, I wouldn't just go in there and put clover down to cover over the creeping Charlie by any means.
Okay.
If you're looking to get rid of it, you've got to get rid of it first. Then you can put, like, a clover seed down or a grass seed or whichever you're looking to do down.
I see. And I understand a lot of people now are opting, rather than have a green lawn, have a flowery lawn or a brown-covered lawn. That's what we were thinking when we saw this. You know, at first we said, oh, we'll just leave it go, you know, but then it looks pretty ugly.
That's the thing. When it's not doing its thing, it just doesn't look right. I think there is a call for it, just leaving it. But at the same time, in order to go more wild or more, you know, let it do its thing, a clover would be a lot better, especially like a white clover in this area. White clover will take over the area. That'll go to that white flower. If you mow it, then those seeds go into the soil and just start to just fill in. There's a lot less work to it.
Yeah.
The downfall is that if you use any product to try and, you know, kill an unwanted weed, it's most likely going to kill that clover as well.
I see. So So I think what you're kind of saying is, if we want to do clover, we should first kill the creeping Charlie, get rid
yes.
of that.
And then
seed the clover, and at that point, don't worry about treating it, right? Let it spread. And
yes, because, you know, a lot of the products that are out there are meant to kill clover. So if you're looking to get rid of something else that's in there, mm-hmm. it's going to end up harming what you're putting in there for good. So it's just one of those things you kind of have to look at. If you want to go clover, you know, great. It's a nice, easier way to use it. But just realize any weeds that go in there, the only organic way or really any way you're going to be able to take care of it is by picking them out by hand.
Yeah. All right. Well, this sounds great. So, again, the product is called Weed Beater FE.
Yeah, so FE, like the scientific name for the periodic table. I can't think of the name for iron.
For iron.
Element.
Iron is just F. Yeah, iron. The periodic number is just FE.
Exactly, and that's what you're looking for on the product. It'll say Weed Beater FE.
Okay.
All right.
You almost confused me there. I thought it was some kind of name for a periodic table, but it's,
yeah.
I'm an organic chemist. So.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you understood what I meant. I appreciate it. You have a
right, well,
great
thank
rest
you so
of your
much.
Day.
Thanks very much for your tips.
All right.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy's in Dennisport.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I had talked to you, thank you for taking my call, and I spoke to you a few months ago, and you had suggested I use Agri-Fos fungicide on my tomato plants because I've had blight for years.
Yep.
And I am a container gardener. I did send you an email about 2 weeks ago with a picture of this container. It has a 4-gallon reservoir in it, which allows me to come to Dennisport when I'm gardening.
Gotcha.
And the garden is actually in Westwood. And on these Agri-Fos, it doesn't tell me how to do the drench. It talks about a drench, but I don't know how much to use or anything, and I hope you can help me there.
Okay. The product we're talking about, Agri-Fos, can also, online, they've kind of renamed it in the past couple of years, what's it called? It's like Garden-Fos, I believe they call it, this point. So either way, same product, right? And you can use it as a drench. What I'm trying to do at the same time as we're talking is pull up the bottle, because sometimes online they have a little bit more information to it.
Yeah, well, they have all the spray information, and that's a little different each one.
Yep.
Some are 4 tablespoons, 1 ounce, but I couldn't find anything for a drench. I changed the soil about half of it. Each year.
Okay. Now,
last year. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, last year I actually did put all new soil in. I had to move the containers and I had to take it out.
Okay. All right, so for a drench, we're going to look at it as like a downy mildew style to it. Okay. And so for that drench, you're going to use an eighth of a teaspoon per gallon of water.
An eighth of a teaspoon.
Yes. And because it is pretty powerful in it. Wow. But each gallon of solution is an area of 4 square feet.
Oh.
Okay. So, again, it's an eighth of a teaspoon, but it's a 2x2 section. So it looks like, I'm not sure how big the planters you have, but it may be like 1 gallon per each of the two planters, right?
Okay, it's probably 2 feet by 3 feet. It's a rectangle shape. It's probably 10 inches deep.
Okay. So I would use it as the that application. So an eighth of a tablespoon. An eighth of a, sorry, I got to find it again here.
Yeah. One eighth a teaspoon per gallon.
Yes, per gallon of water. And you can apply it multiple times, like once a month, right?
Oh.
To help with this. The other thing is what seems to be the major issue that keeps happening to you? I'm sorry, that's
it's
made of light, right? So,
yeah, and I use
BioSafe.
I spray them. Yes.
Yep.
I spray them constantly.
Okay. The other.
It is such a project. It takes all my time, and it kind of ruins the gardening, the fun of gardening.
I get you. Now, one of the things I'd like to also see you do is thinning out the leaves.
Oh, yes. You did tell me that. Yeah.
On the tomatoes, because that is going to not allow the blight, if it gets there, to really take over, okay? Mm-hmm. Because what happens is when it's rainy, mm-hmm. when it's, damp out, the blight sits in that area and will then go from leaf to leaf quicker. So if we thin out some of the lower leaves as well, it's going to allow the air to dry the plant and to dry up the soil the way we want to do. Right.
I just have one other quick question. I know you're going to commercial.
Yeah, so hang tight with me on the other side of the break.
You.
We'll answer those. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health experts from the World Health Organization are trying to figure out what's causing a hepatitis outbreak among children. The WHO is reporting at least 169 cases of acute hepatitis in children ages 1 month to 16 years old across 11 countries, including the United States. A majority of the cases have been found in the UK. The Biden administration is pushing to secure more COVID-19 funding when Congress meets next week. Last month, an agreement was reached for a $10 billion package to fund testing, treatments, and preventing future COVID-19 outbreaks before Congress went on an Easter recess. An unnamed administration official also saying they're seeking $800 million in aid for Ukraine. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. as the United States continues to sanction Russia, some members of the European Union are saying not so fast.
History will show sanctions threatening Russia did very little to stop the invasion of Ukraine. The true cost of human lives may never be completely known. As the White House is trying to isolate Russia even more, some members of the European Union are ready to veto any attempts to impose an oil embargo on Russia. Vice President of the European Commission, socialist Joseph Borrell, told the French newspaper Le Figaro, some member states have already announced they would veto any collective decision. It should be noted, even if the European Union members agree to an embargo, it would take months to formulate and implement. According to European officials, it would also lead to another oil price increase. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NASCAR drivers making their final preparations for the GEICO 500 today, taking place at the Talladega Super Speedway. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're on the phone with Nancy at the moment, and we finished up the question about the tomato blight, and I know she had one more question here. So, Nancy, what was that?
Last year, I had beautiful-looking cucumber plants, and I got a few cucumbers off of them, and the plants died. You told me to, also in a container, I'm going to replace the soil totally on that one. You told me to spray it with something, and I can't find it in my notes.
And what had happened to it? I'm sorry.
It looked like it needed water, it wilted. Some beetle, I think it was, some bug got into the vine.
Yep. Okay. So you can pre-treat with like a neem oil. You could also be looking at like Captain Jack's. You could also look at an all seasons oil on those. That would be fine on any of them to help protect it. I would look at, there's a granular form that you could use. What else? You could use, for an organic way, you could use the tomato and vegetable 3-in-1 from Bonide. That can help. It not only helps with like diseases, but it'll get rid of some of the insects as well. Neem oil, like I said. But eight flower fruit and vegetable content. They have like a granule form of that too that sometimes can be used to get rid of them on a whole. But since you're redoing the soil, I don't see it, you know, being there, right? Because you're getting rid of it. But I might take that neem oil, and if you're using the same container as before, clean it out. Maybe, you know, not like bleach-wise, use maybe Dawn dish soap, right? Use a little bit of it to wash the container. And what I also might do, I was just thinking about this for your tomatoes, is if you haven't started, which you probably haven't.
I have not.
Is clean those containers as well.
With some, that is really hard.
Just a little drop of Dawn dish soap in the water. Okay. You know, it's just going to help the longevity, the long term of it, and get rid of any of the spores that are just sitting on the pots. For the cucumber, you know, if there's any eggs or anything that are in the bottom that are just kind of stuck on some of the old dirt, it's just going to help clean them up. You know, that's what I would do to really help get rid of everything.
The Captain Jack, do you know, I don't want to have to call you
again. That's okay.
How much do I use? Is it a spray?
It's a spray. It's a spray that you just spray on the plant till it just drips a little bit. It's organic, so it can last, you know, it only lasts about 10 to 14 days, and you're going to have to reapply it.
Okay.
A lot of times we'll use it as a preventative versus a curative.
Okay, I'll do that. Do you know what it is, like an ounce per gallon? Or?
I don't know the ounce per gallon on that, because a lot of times you can just purchase it like a ready-to-use or a ready-to-spray.
Oh.
So what you really, the ready-to-spray, you just attach to the hose, and then it's just so much easier because it pulls up the right application that you need. And then you're done. So there's no mixing involved in it.
I forget what I bought, but that sounds familiar. I may have bought that. Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great one, Nancy.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Eileen is in Osterville.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi there.
Good morning.
I have a question. You mentioned fertilizer a couple of weeks ago for the lawn and for a plant.
Okay.
And I put down step one with crabgrass control. I love your soil. About 6 weeks ago. So I'd like to reapply now.
Okay. Hey, Eileen.
As well as some fertilizer. Can I do the two together?
Yeah, Eileen, do me a favor. If you're on speakerphone, I can barely hear you.
I'm
sorry.
I'm off now. There we go.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the first part of you a little bit. So could you just repeat the question for me?
Sure. I put down step one with crabgrass control about 6 weeks ago, along with Magical and Love Your Soil.
Perfect.
And that's about 6 weeks. So I'd like to reapply or apply step two and also add fertilizer that strengthens the root system, correct?
Yes, it will help with that. It'll help with a number of things, but definitely that.
So obviously I don't have a great lawn. It's a very small lawn, about 1,000 square feet. And is it okay to put them both down together?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Put one application down and then just turn around and do the other application?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely can be done. Not a problem at all.
And am I over-fertilizing?
I don't believe so, but by putting the Love Your Soil and the Magical and that type, you're really, you got to do that again as well. So
do I do it now or do I wait another couple of weeks? It's been about 6 weeks.
If it's been 6 weeks, I would put it down. Honestly, 6 weeks is the time usually that it takes for the application to do its thing. So you're right on time.
Magical and Love Your Soil would go down now.
Yes, as well as the weed and feed that you have.
Not weed and feed, the
step two, step two is usually, is a weed and feed. That's why, the way I said that. But those can be done right now. That's not a problem.
So each individually and the Magical as well.
Yes.
So it's like four applications.
It really is, but it's in long term, what it's doing is you're feeding the soil and instead of just the lawn itself. So you're doing both, and it really, long-term is worth it. I know it's a lot of work, but you're going to get better results by doing doing all of those.
Can you suggest a theater, a rotary theater, a small one? Because mine seems to be emitting an awful lot of seed. It's a basic, and it had to control the numbers on it to get it to be correct.
Okay. You know, Earthway spreaders is one of the best out there, or Chapin. Either one of those would be fine.
Okay.
The one downfall of all this is right now the cost of the plastic and the metal that go into spreaders like that has skyrocketed. So you're not going to be able to find something very inexpensive to do. Because they, like I said, the cost of plastic has risen so much.
Yes, I know.
So, you know,
even if I use the one I have, would it hurt a lot if it gets more of the fertilizer than it should?
The only one that it would hurt. So the Magic Cal would be fine. The Love Your Soil would be fine. The Protolizer would be fine. It's the second application, step two, that maybe just try to close it a little bit more and realize, you know, you might have a little bit less product coming out. And I think that would be your best because those other three are not going to harm the lawn, whereas the other one has a bunch of nitrogen in it. And the nitrogen, if we put too much, can burn the lawn, whereas the other products are doing something completely different and can really help it.
Okay. I have one unrelated question, related. I have a gas grill, and squirrels or chipmunks eat the hose that feeds the gas into the grill.
Okay.
It's been going on for years, and I keep replacing the hose. But I did find a metal coil. It's called a safety guard. The grill is Weber, by the way.
Okay.
And I had my landscaper put it around the hose to prevent it, like a coil, a metal coil.
Yep.
Well, they got through that, too. And I'm wondering if there's any kind of a spray I can put on the hose so I'm going to replace it.
Okay.
This time there is no metal coil that will fit that discontinued them.
So what I would look to use, there's a product out there called Chipmunk Squirrel... And what is it? It's the same active ingredient as what's in Rat Magic, the product. So Rat Magic is a castor oil, a cedarwood oil, and clove oil. But this chipmunk squirrel and something else repellent from Bonide. That will actually work really well at repelling those. It's chipmunk squirrel and rodent repellent. There we go. Chipmunk squirrel and rodent repellent. So it's a liquid that you could spray on there. And then you could also use like the granule packets or granules from the product called Rat Magic. They're both the same active ingredient, but it's one form versus the other. The granules go into the soil. Around the soil, whereas the spray can go right over it. It's just oils, so it should be fine. I'm just, they should take care of some of those chipmunks from getting around the area.
Well, the area is basically on my deck.
Yep.
And they're getting to the hose, the gas hose that goes to the grill. So, okay. I mean, where would I spray this? On the deck?
Maybe around the deck. It's not like it's some of these other repellents are like egg waste and those things. That's definitely not on this one. So stay away from like the straight repels all. Look more for the Rat Magic or that chipmunk squirrel and rodent repellent. So the other thing is Rat Magic has little like scent packs. They look like little tea bags. So you could actually put those out and around so you're not spraying anything on the deck, especially with an oil. It could become slick, right? So this has these little tea bags. I think it comes in like an 8-pack. It's the same exact things, but you can just put them around there, and it's not going to hurt anything.
So would I hang them under the grill? Is that
so? Yeah, you could probably hang them underneath with, like, a piece of fishing line or thread or something like that, or, you know, something that's going to keep them in the area. But I think you'd be okay with
and
that.
And that's rat magic.
Yes, from Bonide. Okay.
Yes, and I just one quick other question. I have a lot of pasta that I'd like to transplant and put in the garden that's very, very shady.
Yep.
And sort of mix it in. But is it the time to do it now, or do I wait till they become more
bloom? Do it now. Okay. Do it now where you can see them starting to pop up. Dig it up while it's young so it has all season to regrow and get bigger for you and have that season to thrive.
And what would I put in the soil?
Add a biotone starter and some compost with it. Those are the two things that I would always do anytime you are transplanting anything. You could even use that fertilizer. Okay?
Oh, fertilizer. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks so much. I appreciate all your help.
Have a good one, Eileen. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EZR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Got some calls on the line. We're wrapping up the show. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Tewksbury.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Thank you for taking my call, Patrick. You know, I sent away from a plant catalog for perennials, the daylilies and columbines. And they arrived yesterday. Now, could I get them in the soil, or do I have to wait until much later?
Well, so how did they arrive? Were they potted, or were they
bare-rooted?
Okay. So what I would suggest doing is making sure you kind of put them in water for a bit.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times with bare root, dipping them in water for a couple hours.
And should I mix? I love that fertilizer. Could I put some fertilizer in the water? Or no?
You could. You could. You could definitely do that. And get it taken care of. Now, is there some soil at all in the bag that it came in, or is it just roots?
Just a little bit of soil.
Okay. So what you normally do is, so you'll take the root system out of the bag.
Uh-huh.
You'll remove all the material that came with it, and uh-huh. you can shake off any of the dirt, but not, like, too hard.
No.
Then what you're going to want to do is soak it in water for about, like, 6 hours.
Okay.
From there, you can put it directly into the ground, but I would wait another 2 weeks for you, just in this area.
Oh, that's good to know.
What I would still...
That, They say that they'll send them at the time of my planting. But, you know, sometimes it's cold at nighttime here.
Yeah, I foresee the next couple of weeks the temperatures changing a bit. And
uh-huh.
You could, so here's a way you could do it, right? There's not a lot of growth on the plant, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, so what you could do is you could put it in the ground now, but what I'd want you to do... what I'd want you to do is you could put like mulch or straw or something around the base of the plant
right,
to
okay.
keep it. But what you also just need to make sure is since you're not going to put them out for a bit, that you know you open those bags to let air in, right? And you're still going to need to water the root system every once in a while because it is living,
right?
So you're going to need to take care of the plant like you would. Just realize there's no soil. So once you've let it sit in the water for a little bit, dump the water out of the bag because you don't want it just sitting in water because it can cause it to rot.
Right.
But if you wanted to put it in, you know, maybe 10 days would be fine. You know, first of the month
would be good.
But when you do that, then you put them in water for about six hours. You'll dig the hole, right? And get it, you know, a decent size to it.
Right.
And then put a little bit of, like, compost with the soil that's already in it, like, already there. And then place the root system in it. Look for the top of it so that you can find where you're going to put it level to the ground.
Right.
And put
okay.
that and where that stem
use
starts.
The Biotone, I love that Biotone also.
Yeah. You can use that as well. You can mix that right into the soil. You can even, since you're in Tewksbury, you could go to the Tewksbury Mahoney's, purchase their compost planting mix. It's got some Biotone already mixed in it.
Oh, okay.
And if you wanted a little, and then you can mix that into the existing soil you have. And put the plant in it. And make sure that when you put it in there, where the stem starts from the bulb and from the where the root system is, keep that level with the ground or just above the level of the ground.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't want it to be planted deep, because if you plant it too deep, you can rot it out and harm it. So look to level it with the ground that you're putting it in. And then going forward, once they send you everything else, right, you'll be able to put those right into the ground. Just do the watering aspect of
now,
it.
I bought some pansies locally, and I wanted to pot them up and put them outside. Pansies, could I put them in containers and put them outside?
Definitely. I have some in my house already outside.
Oh, okay.
And I'm only in Chelmsford, so you're fine.
Okay, and I do have another question about hibiscus. I have several hibiscus in my yard, and the leaves get bitten, and they look like lacy leaves. I was wondering if why is that, and can I spray them with something?
You can spray them with, like, a Captain Jack's, but I got to go. I apologize. Be good to each other.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.